Real Radio, True Variety, 95.1, The One.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1, The One and AM 1080. It is the Raider Wrap, of course, every Saturday morning between 10 and 11 a.m. Of course, a lot of people will be on spring break next week. So we'll probably won't have a program for you next week as we go into the Easter holiday and a lot of people out there vacationing and enjoying their time off before we get going. You wouldn't believe that it's spring all of a sudden. Just amazing that on the first day of spring this year, it snowed. So that was kind of weird. But anyhow, we still got more snow on the way, believe it or not. Today, there is going to be a slight chance of maybe some snow later this evening. Increasing cloudiness, a high today of only 33. And then tonight, snow is likely as it becomes early in the morning, 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning. Cloudy with a low of around 25. But weird is we get the east-southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tomorrow, Sunday, snow possibly mixed with rain. It's going to be a high of about 36, so it's going to be that nasty, icky, heavy snowish, rainish stuff. So, yeah, good luck on shoveling some of that. So, again, those east-southeast winds, 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusts as high as 30. So it is going to be kind of a crazy day tomorrow. And then an accumulation of 3 to 5 inches is what they're predicting for Sunday night. Rain mixed with snow, possibly be coming after about 3 o'clock in the morning, so early Monday morning, and it's only going to cool off to around 31. So still a chance of precipitation for tomorrow and into Monday, 100%. Some snow accumulations of 1 to 2 inches probably by Monday, and then Monday it's just going to be raining and a high of 43, so it might all just disappear. So we're got beautiful blue skies right now, and I think, you know, it's feeling kind of good outside, so it's that's a good thing. And we're at a big whopping 20 degrees here today. So we got a good program for you coming up, and of course we'll talk to Josh Spitzak here in just a second, and we've got Mike Luckcroft joining in the program to recap the hockey season, and then meet the Raider. We'll have the lacrosse seniors, Camden Waters, Cooper Rand, and Zach Hosterman here. It's coming up this morning, but first we tip things off to it's that time of the year. It's baseball season, and Josh Spitzak joins us. And Josh, good morning, first of all, and second of all, what do you think of the weather?
Yeah, we got real excited at the beginning of the season this year. We got to be outside for day one, which I don't think ever happens, and looked great. And then, unfortunately, we're dealing with some snow now, but hopefully it'll melt soon, and we can get back outside again.
Well, so yesterday, did you go inside?
So our first week, our arm care week, we got to be outside all 5 days, and that was great. And then we always have tryouts in the dome. So last week, we were in the dome. And then for spring break week, we always go to the dome as well. So we kind of, these 2 weeks, we always plan to be there anyways. So it didn't really affect our plans. But hoping after spring break, we can get back outside pretty quick.
So with the dome, can you go full out? Is it big enough to you know, have the sticks out there and have the guys run around the outfield?
It's maybe just a little bit too small for, you know, like an actual kind of game. But we do some situation stuff where we can, you know, pretty much kind of get a, you know, almost a full outfield. And we'll have some guys throwing live in there a little bit this week too. So
last year you had, looks like you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I can count. Nine players left last year, seniors. So that means there's got to be a lot of underclassmen that are probably going to participate there because, I mean, you had a lot of seniors leave the team last year. What does that look like this year?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's always kind of right around that number, it seems like. We had some key seniors that, you know, we won't have this year, but we got guys ready to step up and fill their spots. We got a lot of returning seniors that got a lot of experience last year, and you know, are key players for us. And then once again, you know, our juniors and even our sophomores, you know, we're excited about them. They've put in a lot of work, and it's, you can always tell from, you know, sophomore year to junior year, guys kind of see that next level, like what it takes to play varsity, and you know, a lot of guys are ready to go.
I look at the roster, and this is last year's roster. I don't have this year's because you just had tryouts. So I don't have you. You don't even have your own roster yet today. Did you sit down last night at all and type some stuff up or?
You know, coaches, we always meet at the end of the tryout week and just kind of talk about where we see roles for players and kind of where everything fits there. But we also know that as the season goes on, you know, a lot of things can change. You know, right now we have a few injuries that we're dealing with. So we may start the season one way and, you know, then all of a sudden we get some guys back. And so we always know it's kind of, you know, it's never a set roster right at the beginning. It's guys are always kind of finding those spots.
19-7 last year. That's pretty impressive, I think. Don't you?
Yeah, it was a good year. It was fun.
Yeah, I mean, and then it looks like you had to play back to back against Byron and in the Section 1 AAA championship there. You must have come up for the loser bracket then, on that.
So we lost to them I guess you'd say maybe the semifinals, and then it's double elimination. So we won our next game to get back into the championship, and then we had to beat them twice and just came up a little short in the second game.
8-7. That was a lot of bats going there.
It was extra innings, so it was a pretty wild game back and forth. You know, it was a game that obviously, you know, it's a fun one to be in, but a hard one to lose.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet. I'm assuming that they're, you know, aspirations at that time, you know, knowing that they're going to be in that championship. They just beat them 4-1. Probably felt pretty confident or, you know, really confident, you know. And then, out goes the air.
Yeah. I mean, we've already talked to the guys this year. A lot of guys hung around in the dugout for a while afterwards. And, you know, I think they've got that drive to get back there after, you know, getting so close last year.
Right. Well, what do you think? I mean, looking at the team that you just saw on the field the past week, how do you feel about all of that?
You know, we've got a lot of talent coming back, and we knew that going into the season, and so far I've been really impressed. Guys are, you know, guys we kind of needed to be leaders are really stepping up, and so we knew we had a strong senior class with a lot of talent there, and then like I said, we know we've got some roles to fill, and I'm pretty confident that we got some guys that'll step up in that.
Well, I guess I'm looking again at last year's roster and comparing them, and maybe some of these guys that I mentioned might not even be on the team this year because, you know, they might have changed sports or something's came up or whatever the deal is. But, I mean, I'm looking at this, and when we look at so it looks like Melgren is an outfielder and a pitcher, and then Spencer Melgren is also a shortstop, infielder, and a possible pitcher. Heinrichs is a possible pitcher. Aaron Reister is a catcher, infielder, and possible pitcher, but it looks like he might be he's the only catcher I see on the roster. So he might be just the catcher this year, so you might lose him in some other positions. But when you look at those guys, who do you think is going to step up to be like your number one, number two pitchers?
Yeah, so, you know, those are probably the two. We lost three key pitchers from last year. So we've got Grant Hutton coming back as a senior. He got a little bit of experience last year, but he had a great summer. He's going to step up. Tegan Melgren got some innings last year, and, you know, he's another one his role will jump up pitching-wise. And, you know, yep, Heinrichs will get some innings. You know, we like him on the mound. And then we've got some guys that maybe didn't pitch much on varsity last year, but, you know, they're ready to step in this year. Eli Mickelson's a junior. Even, you know, JT Groutman's a sophomore that will probably get some innings for us this year too. So, yeah, we'll need some guys to step up pitching. Offensively, we have a lot of guys coming back. So it's you know, finding those pitchers to step up.
I know that Cam Kaiser is also one of your primary outfielders and does some pitching as well. And I know that coming out of the hockey season, he had a bit of a shoulder injury there that was kind of holding him up because I thought he was going to go play some junior hockey or some stuff like that. Do you have a injury update on Cam at all?
Yeah, and actually, I guess the second to the last game of the hockey season, he hurt his ankle as well. So he's out for, you know, right now it sounds like 4 weeks. So he's at practice, just kind of helping out right now.
Right.
So yeah, we're excited to have him back when he's healthy. And, you know, like I said, we got a couple other guys that are, you know, injured right now. So
Were they injured during practice, or were they injured because they were playing winter sports?
Before baseball season started, yeah. And so, yeah, we just got to have some other guys, you know, and they see that as an opportunity. You know, that spot is kind of opened up right now, and so gives other guys a chance to show what they can do.
Right, and if they step in, right, if they step up and step in at the right time, you know, maybe, who knows, they may, you know, lock themselves down in a position as well.
Yep.
So you get the you're fortunate to actually have the dome, you know, to have that available, because like I said, with the weather forecast that they're talking about, it's not so much how much snow and whatever, but it's just going to be wet and it's going to be nasty and it's going to, you know, it's just going to be bad to get out. You can't take batting practice, you know, when you're walking around in 3 inches of water, you know, and it's not fun either. Yeah. So there is that, but. April 4th, right after Easter, boom, Mankato West, and you're going down to Mankato, I believe. So, yep. I mean, it's April 4th, and here you go, off and running. First opening game of the season, and, you know, that's not a lot of practice.
No, especially with spring break. You know, we have guys that take some trips, and then they come back, and we really have maybe 3 practice days there with everybody together. And then if it works out that, you know, that first game on the 4th, you know, those first games, Minnesota, we don't often play those early April games, but we'll see what happens this year. And starting off with both Mankatos, that's, you know, 2 tough teams right away. So, yeah, we'll need to be ready to go.
Yeah, last year you opened with Mankato East, and then you played Mankato West the next time. So they pushed that one out to April 11th at least.
Yeah.
Last year. So yeah. This year it's Mankato West, then East, then Albert Lea. So
yep. When
you look at those teams, I'm sure their programs, they probably got some good programs as well. How do you think you stack up against your division rivals?
The conference, you know, we finished strong in the conference last year, you know, tied for first record-wise. But Mankato East beat us in that first game last year, and both Mankato East and West are always tough teams, and they're ranked again highly this year. Mayo's usually a pretty tough team, and then you've got, you know, even, you know, Red Wing, and, you know, actually, I mean, there isn't really any games in the conference that we'd say are, you know, easy
ones,
wins.
But, yeah,
you know,
right.
You got to be ready to play every game. So, yeah, our conference is going to be tough, and then our section, you know, we feel like Byron's going to be a tough team again, and then Red Wing, and even Winona, Stuartville, Casson, we've got our work cut out for us
yeah. In
there too.
So are you having people pitch batting practice during these weeks, or do you just use the machine?
So we try to mix it up. You know, guys, I think they would always say they prefer coach pitching than the machine. So we try to mix that up, and then next week we'll have guys throwing live in the dome to have them see live pitching, and we don't want that first game to be the first time they get out there and see it. So
yeah, I was going to say, because repetition and timing is essential, and you know, if you don't have that much opportunity to get in the cage, and you know, because that's, I mean, it's been 9 months since a lot of these guys even swung a bat, probably. You know, I mean, I'm sure some of them played some summer league stuff, but at least 6-7 months since they've even seen a baseball come down the pipe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for some guys, maybe. I mean, we got a lot of guys that do a lot of things on their own. Even during the winter, they're doing a lot of training. So we feel like we've got guys that put themselves in a good position to be ready to go right away. But we definitely don't want to you're right. We don't want that to be the first time we get out there and
right.
go live.
Yeah, that'd be kind of nuts.
Yeah.
So, hopefully. Well, I'm not sure. Let's look into the crystal ball, shall we? Wednesday, we got some sunshine coming, according to this. But it's only going to be a high of 28. So put it on your long johns, right, boys? Thursday, sunshine again, and a high of 38. And then Friday, chance of rain or snow again, a 40% chance. Well, that's a 7-day forecast. You can't trust it outside of 48 hours anyhow, so we'll just hope that all changes. But doesn't you might get out a day or two, it looks like. So anyhow, Josh, I appreciate you coming in on a Saturday morning on your Easter break or your spring break. And we wish you the best of luck, and we hope you'll keep in touch with us and give us some stats and highlights, and maybe we can get you back in here again on a Saturday morning, and we can talk more baseball.
Sounds good.
All right, Josh Spitzak, head coach of the boys' baseball team in the arena today. So we will take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk to Mike Luckcraft, the coach of the boys' Raiders hockey team, coming up on 95.1 The One and AM 1080 KYMN.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
This is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. The spring preview parade of homes has begun. We have four model homes to look at. This may be the perfect opportunity for you to view in person your ideal new home. All four of these homes feature no barrier walk-in showers, 3-foot wide doors, and step-free entries to be wheelchair visitable. Plus, twin home and single family lots in a brand new subdivision in Cannon Falls. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, a family tradition of over 50 years.
Minnesota's new ERAF fund is here to help. Through the Department of Employment and Economic Development, small to mid-sized Minnesota employers
Good morning.
Can request
hey, Mike,
reimbursement for expenses related
well.
To providing reasonable
All right, hanging in there, waiting for the big snow
to
show
with disabilities.
Up.
It's simple,
yeah,
it's easy,
go.
And it
All
connects
right.
great workers with great businesses
are,
like
at,
yours.
Yeah, 40,
Here's Bello
70,
Miguel Cipriani,
a
small business
no
owner
and we'll
in Minneapolis, benefiting from the program.
Okay, very good.
They
Thank
feel
you.
More productive because they have new equipment. We were able to enhance our website, so we have a blind programmer, and he's able to now, you know, do a lot of the updates himself instead of asking someone to help him. So it's been a wonderful experience seeing my staff become more independent and more productive through this fund. Investing in accessibility is a win-win for everyone because it makes your services more accessible, and then you're able to hire people with disabilities, which is, you know, a great talent pool.
To learn more, go to mn.gov/deed/ERAF.
If there's one thing we have learned over the previous few years, it's that we all do better together. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce believes in the power of community. This is why, for over 100 years, they have focused on growing and developing Northfield and the surrounding area into a thriving community that it is today. The Northfield Area Chamber is a local nonprofit that creates meaningful connections between businesses and the working professionals who work so hard to make this town thrive. When you become a member of the Northfield Chamber of Commerce, you open the door to so many of those opportunities. Together, we all do better. Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, supporting business, connecting communities, and growing a greater Northfield.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1, The One and AM 1080. You can also listen back to us on KYMNradio.net. More on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. It is about 19 after 10. We got 21 degrees. Beautiful blue skies now, but it will be turning a little bit cloudy later, and then we're going to start seeing some precipitation in the overnight going into tomorrow. And it's going to get sloppy and messy and whatnot, but it's kind of weird, just a weird hole the way everything kind of played out. We didn't have much snow all year long, and then first day of spring, we get snow. Kind of crazy, but needless to say, we're not ready to put the shovels away quite yet there, Coach Luckcraft. How you doing this morning?
Outstanding. Yourself?
I'm down sitting, but appreciate that. A nice season for the boys hockey team this year. You got to be kind of happy the way things kind of, well, you always want to win, but hey, you made it to state 2 years in a row. That's got to be fun.
Well, it was fantastic. You know, obviously those are goals at the start of the year, win the conference, win the section. Ultimately win the state tournament, but getting to state is such a big thing. Was great to have a second consecutive. That's the first time in the program history that we've gone back to back. So starting to set some expectation of the team having to, you know, the state tournament being the goal. But obviously we want to take steps in the state tournament. So that's going to be the goal for next year.
Well, I believe, so 2 years ago, you lost to Orono and then I think the Cathedral and the Consolation. And this year, you actually got a victory over, I think it was Maple Grove, and advanced. And then, of course, lost to Orono 1-0. How crazy is that? 1-0. That was a shootout. That was quite the game.
Yeah, I was very pleased, honestly, with not only the effort throughout the tournament. Obviously, the Cathedral game didn't go exactly as we had hoped. I thought we played fairly well against New Ulm in the second game. But maybe one of our better games all year was really the Orono game. I thought we played really hard. It was a super physical game. We had opportunities, just weren't able to kind of get one past their goalie. They made a nice shot in their only goal, but it was a super competitive game. And at the end, you know, we lost six games to teams all ranked in the top 10. So it was successful season from that standpoint, but ultimately we'd like to be able to get over those hurdles with Cathedral and Orono.
Well, Cathedral did win the state championship, so yeah, you know, they beat everybody, so you can't feel bad about
right.
that either.
Yeah, for sure.
An interesting side note is that we had the guys in last week, and I ended up with five guys in the studio. I don't know how that happened, but it was quite warm in here, I can tell you that. But we had two of the Geiger brothers. We had Christian Whiteman was in here. Will Cashin was in here. Michael Stewart was all in here. And, you know, they seem to be they're in good spirits. They're young kids. They're probably, you know, rebounding pretty quick. But I think one of the cool things were the Herb Brooks Award. And Jake Geiger won that. And explain to me how that all goes about, would you?
Yeah, that's a big honor. You know, Herb Brooks Award is given to, you know, a player representing one of the 16 teams in the tournament that kind of exudes, you know, those values that Herb Brooks instilled, hardworking, team-first attitude, you know, just a gritty player that's a leader on and off the ice. And so to have, you know, Jake not only nominated, but then ultimately to receive the award is really a big feather in his cap for who he is as a leader of Northfield hockey and just a great, really great young man, but great for our program and really represents Northfield hockey well. So that was a huge honor for Northfield hockey and a really big honor for Jake Geiger, and well-deserved.
When I think you said last year, Wallach made the all-state team, and you guys, you know, got dropped out in two games. And then this time to be in the consolation bracket and to win that award says a lot.
It really does. You know, I mean, that's you know, I always say to the victors go the spoils, you know, and when you start to develop a consistency of being back to the state tournament, some of those things that, you know, are really awards that could carry for an individual's season or career achievements start to become things that happen in the state tournament. Obviously, there's high visibility at the tournament. There's a lot of eyes watching, not only in person, but on TV. And that's who Jake is. I mean, Jake's a super character guy and really our team leader on and off the ice. And, you know, he's well-deserving of that award. So it was great to see that him receive that at the tournament.
Unfortunately, he's going to go play baseball down in Iowa. I was thinking maybe we'd see him in the hockey skates, but apparently I think he's going to go down to Iowa and play a little baseball. He's a pretty good baseball player too, I guess.
I just think he's a good athlete, and I think he was a good football player. I know he's a good baseball player. He's obviously a very good hockey player. And I did know that even before the season that his plans were to go to Iowa State and either just go as a student or potentially play baseball. But he's just a good kid. You know, those are the players that you like in your program because, you know, they represent you well. And, you know, his legacy won't be forgotten. So we'll always remember him as a hockey player.
How long have you been coaching Northfield now?
This is my 10th year.
Oh, nice. So you've been to, you're back to back, and then so how many times in 10 years is it 3 times that you get into the state?
Three times.
Yep. Okay, and then now back to back. So that's got to be nice. Looking at the squad that I had sitting in here, like I said, I had Ben Geiger, young. He's only a freshman, so he'll be a sophomore next year. Christian Whiteman's a sophomore, I believe. He'll be a junior. Will Cashin's going to be around. Michael Stewart's going to be around. They had a lot of ice time, and they played a lot. And their role was big in those contests. And even though, you know, that top line of Munson, Geiger, and Kaiser, you know, that was their main line. They got 180 points last year or more. And you got a few of these younger guys right here. So are you – Who do you think will step up, or who do you need to step up, do you think, going into next year to be that leader, to be that impact player, to put points in the net?
Yeah, it's going to be a complete role reversal from this year. Coming into this season, we knew we had that top line. We knew we had, you know, Munson, Geiger, Kaiser. We knew we had Andrew Winter coming back. We had Will Cashin coming back. So those guys were the ones that had done most of the damage offensively a year ago that were coming back this year. Now, next year, you know, we lose most of that scoring with the exception of Will. We had no experience in goal coming into this year, and now we've got Max coming back, you know, as a senior, and a couple of good sophomore goaltenders that will compete along with Max. But we bring back 4 defensemen, and then we bring back 7 forwards that all participated in varsity hockey at some point. So there'll be some players off the junior varsity that challenge for those additional spots. There'll be some players coming up from the Bantam program that are going to challenge for those spots. So really, we'll bring back depth. And then it's going to be our goal in the offseason to, you know, kind of challenge these guys to elevate their game offensively, because I think we're going to be really strong on the back end, which I wasn't 100% sure about this year. So that was a really pleasant surprise. And then our goal will be to, you know, find ways to score goals up front, probably a little bit deeper with all of those guys you mentioned coming back. But, you know, that will be the challenge. And we have a great schedule. We play a bunch of top teams, including a trip to Warroad. So we're going to have a fun team and a fun schedule and a fun season.
Oh, you've already got the schedule out?
We do. Schedule is done. Yep. They worked on that really through the starting part of February. Seems like when you play a team, you kind of revisit that schedule for next year. So we're home against Orono. We're up to Monticello. We're at St. Cloud Cathedral.
Wow.
We play Detroit Lakes. We play, we're going up to Warroad. So we'll play up at Warroad. We'll play Hibbing and Proctor in the kickoff tournament. So we're going to play a very, very good schedule.
Yeah, that's a tough schedule because St. Cloud Cathedral, I mean, they're, you know, looking at their roster, they look like they could, you know, repeat. I mean, they're bringing a lot of guys back too.
So they're young. They'll be better next year potentially than they were this year. They lose the goalie. They lose Gillespie. So they lose a couple guys, you know, key players, but a lot of their top guys were more younger guys. So, yeah, they'll be very talented next year.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, Warroad's Warroad, right? All they do is play hockey up there. So,
right.
And then, you know, Hibbing Proctor, nothing to, you know, shake a stick at. But, again, Orono's going to be pretty tough. I think they're kind of in the same boat that you are. You're going to graduate some of the guys, but you still got a lot of meat down there that's still coming back next year.
Yeah, they always seem to reload. There's a lot around that community, so players move in there occasionally. I know they have a good youth program, so they develop from their youth. In talking to Sean, they graduated 12 seniors off of that team that we just played. So there'll be a bunch of new guys to their roster. But, again, it's Orono, so they're always good.
Anybody playing next year that you normally don't play that, like, rarely on your schedule or never?
Yeah, we added Detroit Lakes to the schedule this year, so that's going to be a good piece that hasn't been part of. And they've got a good young team, so they're going to be They're going to be good next year. We actually play them twice. So they're coming down to play in Northfield in late December. And then to make the War Road trip make sense, we really tried to kind of connect with a Grand Rapids or a Thief River Falls or an East Grand Forks, but everybody's schedule was so locked in that we ended up grabbing Detroit Lakes a second time. So we'll play them on Friday on the way up and then play Saturday kind of late afternoon in War Road in late January.
Okay, that's a back-to-back then. So that'll be an interesting contest. Is that a tournament of some sort?
No, just a kind of a back-to-back thing, which is good for us. You know, it really kind of gets your mentality prepared for the tournament. So sure. We like to do it at the start of the year, you know, kind of get the boys acclimated to that, you know, mental recovery and physical recovery quickly to play a game the next day. Obviously, when you're playing competition like that, you've got to make sure you're amped up and ready to go. And so those are mental and physical challenges that we'll deal with as we approach the start of the season.
Right. Win or lose, you got to go play again.
Exactly. Yep. Got to step up and play, and you learn from both. So,
well, the next question would be, what? So you can't physically have any involvement with any of your hockey players anymore, right? Or and then when can you again start having conversations with those players?
Yeah, our summer development program starts in June, and it's approximately the first week after they're out of school. It runs through the end of July. We'll participate in a summer tournament. There's a blackout week over the 4th of July, and it's smart the way they do it. They just don't want to have sports overlapping, so kids are forced to make, you know, uncomfortable decisions on which sport to attend. Mm-hmm. So we'll get them for about 7 weeks. We do have a training program that will get it, but a lot of the kids are doing stuff on their own. They're shooting pucks and doing skating programs and playing in different leagues just to try to stay sharp. Hockey, like a lot of things, has become a 12-month sport, so these kids are training all the time, and that hopefully will develop them and get them ready for next year.
Well, and I got to believe they're, you know, the baseball season goes into June there a little bit. At least last year they took it, if I'm looking at the schedule right, they went into June 7th or 8th or something like that. And had the Northfield team won, they'd have kept going. That kind of interferes with things a little bit, but then can they join that program? Let's say some of the baseball players do advance this year again, and they play through, you know, mid-June. Are they still able to participate and join that summer league?
Sure. It's and again, that's the challenge, right? It's kind of one to the next. I know because our hockey season went till the very last day possible. The spring sport athletes, especially this year with, as you mentioned before, the weather being so nice,
mm-hmm.
golfers were out there trying to play golf. Baseball guys were out trying to, you know, hit baseballs and throw, you know, play a little catch and do other things. So we overlapped a little bit into spring this year, and I'm sure that will potentially happen, with baseball or spring sport athletes, bleeding into the summer training programs. But these kids are pretty resilient. You know, they go from one to the next pretty quickly.
Yeah, you know, I mean, when I was a young kid too, I mean, I'd be playing baseball in the morning and basketball in the afternoon, you know, and then it was just like, okay. And then, you know, you're playing, you know, football at night because you're out in the backyard playing football. So, yeah, you kind of move things around a little bit, but I think it's all about athletics. But nonetheless, the team looks on paper, we look good for next year.
Yeah, it's been a nice problem to have, the fact that we've got depth and there's a good development through our youth coaching and our youth programs, that the kids that are coming up from Bantam programs are high school ready players, and the kids coming off our JV are varsity ready players. So those I always say that week of tryouts is my least favorite and my most favorite. It's always hard to make those selections because, you know, not everybody's going to be exactly where they want to be. But it's super exciting to get a team formulated and start to build your structure and work on your team systems and and get everybody in place. And then, you know, hopefully you have a successful season like we've had the last couple. And, you know, things like the state tournament really drive us. I mean, that's such a special and unique event that it really motivates, you know, players to want to get back there once they've been. So fun times.
Yeah, it was. It was good. It was a good season. It was a fun season to get there. And, of course, you won the Big Nine and kind of dominated there. So at the end of next season, so like this year, I thought you played a couple of toughies. Yeah. You left Delano on the books at the end and stuff like that. For next season, are you going to have those last three or four games just kind of out of conference and kind of some of the tougher teams out there?
We played Delano again on the last day. I think we made a good decision there to try to get a highly competitive game on that very last game. Depending on where the schedule falls, at times, you know, there may be a lesser opponent that gets in there at the end, and you just don't want the players to be a little complacent, or, you know, you want to have them be playoff ready. So we've established kind of a good relationship with Delano, and they'll be at our place for the last game of the regular season next season. So that'll be a good lead into playoffs game.
Well, awesome. So congratulations on a state berth again 2 years in a row. And we look forward to the next season coming up, Coach. So appreciate your time this year and all the time you spent here helping us get through on the radio broadcasts. And we appreciate the fact that you take the time out of your busy schedule to talk to us.
Appreciate you guys always supporting the boys and being so supportive of Northfield hockey. It's really a big boost to the program. So thank you.
Well, you keep putting those guys on the ice like that, we'll keep supporting you for sure.
Sounds like a good plan.
All righty. Coach Mike Luckraft, the head coach of the boys hockey team. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do Meet the Raider. You're listening to the Raider Wrap on 95.1 The One and AM 1080. KYMN. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Do you have HSA dollars that you're looking at wondering, hey, what can I use these on? Did you know you can use HSA, HRA, and other health savings accounts to pay for your LASIK procedure? In addition, if you have a Flex account, you can set aside money in your Flex account for next year to use towards LASIK.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Community Resource Bank is an integral part of the Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville communities, offering solutions for business, residential, and investment accounts. With our CRB mobile app, you get convenience and protection with notifications about your balance, account activity, and making deposits. View your e-statements or set up online bill payments. The CRB mobile app makes it easy. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Tanya here from Just Food Co-op. Just Food Co-op has been your local grocer in downtown Northfield for almost 19 years. We are your go-to store for the best produce in town, quick and delicious deli lunch options, and local meats, eggs, and dairy products. Not to mention our beautifully stocked body care and supplements department. Stop in and visit Just Food Co-op. Everyone can shop, anyone can join. Open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day on Water Street in downtown Northfield. Find us online at justfood.coop.
Wow, Northfield is such an active town.
I know. There's so much going on, but I feel like I never know about things until after they've happened.
I used to feel the same way until I learned about the Community Events Calendar.
Community Events Calendar?
That's right. The city hosts an online calendar where people can submit events happening in the area.
Oh, cool. I can even sort events by audience, so I can filter what's appropriate for date night and for the kids.
That's right. I even subscribe to the tailored weekly event newsletter. I never know what local hidden gems I'll see in my inbox.
For everything that's going on, events.northfieldmn.com.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
95.1 The One.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.11 KYMN. It's about 20 minutes in front of 11 o'clock here on this sunny morning. But it's not going to be sunny for long by the looks of it. We'll have to take a little quick look here at the old weather forecast, because I know that everyone wants to hear what's happening in the weather, especially when the weather gets a little crazy. Well, with that said, today there is going to be a slight chance of some snow later this afternoon. So the sunshine will go away a little bit. We got a storm rolling in here, increasing cloudiness with a high of about 33 today. Winds out of the east, kind of an interesting situation. You don't see easterly winds all that often. But for tonight, there's about a 70% chance of precipitation, probably starting in the overnight. So it's going to be cloudy, cooling off to only 25 east-southeast winds to start off the early Sunday morning. And then it's going to be snow, possibly mixed with rain, and it could be heavy at times, whether it's snow and or rain. So patchy blowing snow, high near 36. So it's going to be that sloppy, wet and heavy precipitation. East-southeast winds, 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusts as high as 30. Thank goodness it's going to be 36 degrees, because that would be just crazy cold if it was, you know, like sub-zero temperatures or something of that nature. 100% chance, they're saying, of snow or rain or some sort of precipitation. And the snow accumulation of 3 to 5 inches possible for tomorrow throughout the afternoon and into the night. And then possibly mixed with snow and rain again all Sunday night. It might be coming all rain after 3 o'clock in the morning, if you can believe that. So who knows what you're going to wake up to in the morning. It's only going to cool off to 31, so it's enough to maybe freeze a little bit here and there, make the roads a little treacherous, but, you know, what are you going to have? Slush, rain, snow, what are you going to have? You don't know, really. And it looks like those east-southwest winds will continue at about 15 miles an hour for Sunday night, and a chance of about 1 to 2 inches of accumulation throughout Sunday night. And then Monday, it's rain. And it's high near 43. Easterly winds continue at 10 to 15 miles an hour. And then maybe a half to three quarters of an inch of precipitation. Not snowfall, but precipitation. So that's a lot of rain coming down. For Monday night, it does look like, again, that turning it maybe back into a little bit of snow. Some thunder showers are possible, cooling off to only 29. And then the winds finally shift a little bit to the west after midnight. And then for Tuesday, it looks like some snow still early, and then mostly cloudy and a high of 33. And those westerly winds will pick up at 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 30. For Tuesday night, looks like mostly cloudy, cooling off to 13. Yeah, blustery and west-northwest winds 15 to 20 with gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. But that's extended all the way out into Tuesday. But we'll have to see how that all pans out. Today's only Saturday. Things can change in the weather business pretty handily, pretty easily, literally in a 24-hour shift. Things can change dramatically. But we've got sunshine now and 21 currently in the Northfield area. So let's see what's happening with our Meet the Raider today. I think Evan and Liz sat down with the lacrosse seniors. So let's find out what they've got to say this week on Meet the Raider.
Really, we're working hard. Just the pieces didn't really click last year, and it was just unfortunate, but this year will be much different, I think, and I'm looking forward to it a lot.
Camden was actually the one who got me into lacrosse 7th grade. He sort of bugged me every single day in English until finally I gave in and I asked my dad, and then since then I've been playing for about 6 years now.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Hello, Raider Nation. You are tuned in to Meet the Raider, Northfield's youth-led sports radio show. I'm your host, Liz Campbell.
And I'm Evan Lowe. And today in the studio, we have senior boys lacrosse players, Camden Waters, Zach Hosterman, and Cooper Rand. Thank you all for joining us today.
Hello.
Thank you.
So, lacrosse season is yet to start up. How do you guys think the team is looking for this year?
I think we're looking way better than last year. This year we have guys that are more committed, more prepared, and we have a lot of hard work on our team.
Last year we had a lot of new guys, and last year's focus was to get those new guys up and ready for playing. And then coming into this year, those guys are ready to play, so we're already a step ahead.
from last year.
There's a strong sense of community this year. I think everybody really gets along, and that's going to go a long way going into the season.
Yeah.
I agree with Zach very, very much.
And Camden, you talked about the team being prepared for this season. Is there anything you guys did as captains or the coaches did or the team did in general to prepare for this season?
As a captain, we tried to, you know, just pick up the stick whenever we can. And then the off season, like, we did a lot of, like, wall ball sessions. We did a lot of, like, just, hey, there's Nats at Sibley, let's go shoot. We just tried to keep the sticks in our hands this off season, and I think we did that a lot, which is really helpful for our team.
Yeah, going off what Cam said, I think we definitely tried to get all the boys together off season, even when captains hasn't started yet. We, like, especially since the weather's been nice, we got guys outside last week when we didn't have captains, and then we're always looking for a good day to hit the wall, get our stick skills sharpened.
So, Cooper, when you say hit the wall, is that when you are just throwing a lacrosse ball back and forth at a wall, or what does that look like?
Yeah, so preferably brick wall, otherwise it will most likely damage the wall. It's just to sharpen our passing and catching skills, and it helps. It's shown to help, especially last year. I mean, I've been doing it my whole lacrosse career.
Yeah, and that's something that you can just do by yourself, too. Just go out, find a wall, and then you have someone to play catch with.
Oh, yeah.
And how do you think you guys as a team will rebound from the gaps left behind by seniors?
Well, it's kind of nice because last year we didn't have very many seniors. You only had, I think, what, 4 or 5 seniors? I think most of them played defense. One senior, Blake Foster, he was attacked, so that will be a hard gap to fill this year for attack. But we have so many attackmen that are very much capable of filling his shoes, and I think we're looking good for filling in that gap.
I agree with Cam, exactly what he said.
This winter, you guys talked about that you did captain's practices. Was that, like, in the dome? What was the structure of that looking like?
Yeah, it was in the dome. Pretty much we just have the guys get together for about, like, an hour and a half, and then we just do pretty basic drills with, you know, all ages. Usually Farmington comes down and plays at the dome, but we don't really combine. Yeah, it's fun. It's a pretty standard practice, just catching drills, ground ball drills, competition drills.
Is that something that you kind of have to come up with for those practices, or do you get a little help from your coaches for that?
Yeah, it's ran by coaches. We have previous lacrosse players come down from Northfield to help coach. Like this year, we have Emerson Herbig and Dawson Foster helping out. And also, it's kind of nice because when Farmington comes down, we kind of coach swap. Like sometimes the Farmington coach will come coach our team, and then our coach will come and coach Farmington, because the coaches, they can't coach us during the season because of the state rules. So it's pretty convenient like that.
And kind of looking ahead into, like, regular season, what are your guys' goals for the team this year?
To me, I think one of our biggest goals would be to have a winning record, since last year our record wasn't very strong. If we get a winning record, it'll definitely show that we've bounced back from what the record show wasn't our best year.
I agree with Cooper. I think our record did not reflect our effort that we put in last year, because I know a lot of guys really were working hard. Just the pieces didn't really click last year, and it was just unfortunate. But this year will be much different, I think, and I'm looking forward to it a lot.
I know we have a tough schedule coming up, so if morale can be good, I think working together and clicking on all ends will be really good.
I know a couple of years ago you guys had that section game against Farmington, and now this entire winter you guys have been practicing with them. Is there kind of a feud between those two teams, or how do you feel about the Tigers?
To me, I think it's always a battle in the game, no matter, like, the skill gap. We had winter ball games against them. I think the intensity was definitely there that some other games didn't have, where we're lazy. But at least me, I felt that I wanted to beat them real bad.
I agree with Cooper 100%. Farmington games is kind of are different for us, because we still have that chip on our shoulder. We still have that grudge against them. We want to win. That's our biggest goal. And them beating us, it was tough, especially going to state. So, yes, I agree with Cooper 100%. We definitely do hold grudges against Farmington, for sure.
And, Cooper, you talked a little bit about a skill gap between you guys and Farmington. What kind of things are you guys going to implement in practice this year to hopefully mend that gap and fill it a little bit?
One of the biggest gaps last year, I would say, is just, like, the basic stick skills. If we can use our time preseason to sharpen those, get them perfect, then we'll definitely have our best chance against any team we play.
Some more wall ball?
Yes, wall definitely.
Ball. Also, you talked about some younger players that were new to, or maybe just people that came in and were new to it last year. How do you think that will change the dynamic of the team this year? Who are some names that everyone should kind of have their eyes out for this season?
Some young players this year, that will be contributing a lot are Grant Selko, George Peterson, Bridger Riley. He'll be out. He's a sophomore. He got hurt last year, unfortunately. He will be a beast this year.
And I think not just young, but new players. There's a lot of guys who are looking, and this is their second year, and they're going to try to fill in gaps on the varsity spot. So there's going to be some good competition, but I think it'll be good.
And so this will all be your last high school lacrosse season. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you guys are hoping to accomplish before your last season is over?
One of my main goals this year is I want to win lacrosse games, and well, obviously, and I want to have fun. Last year, I really enjoyed it, but we didn't win a whole lot of lacrosse games, and that wasn't very fun. And that's my biggest goal, like, internally.
As a captain, I would say one of my biggest goals in order to have as much fun as possible is getting the team on the same page. Last year, it was there, but even just a few people weren't with it, and that kind of affected us. So my goal is to, I think, with all the captain's help, is to get the team together, shoot for a fun and productive season.
Yeah, I agree with Cooper. And on that, we have a large senior class. And so I think all of us are just looking forward to going out. Like, all year we've been waiting to play, and now we can. So just making memories and having fun with it while we still can.
If you're just tuning in to the Raider Wrap, we're meeting with lacrosse players Camden Waters, Zach Hosterman, and Cooper Rand. And now we're good ways into our senior year, and it's our last spring sports season, but overall, how would you say senior year has been going for you guys?
Senior year has been great for me. I think it's been my favorite year of high school so far, and going to a lot of, like, hockey games was so fun to go to. Lacrosse games will be fun to go to, so please come to lacrosse games. Yeah, no, it's just been great, and I've really enjoyed it so far.
Yeah, like Camden said, I think a big part of this year has been making new friends. I think everybody sort of realizes, like, we're about to go, and so everybody's sort of coming together as one. And so it's been a lot of fun. And then on that, I think just classes in general have just gone really well.
Going off of what Cam said when he said new experiences, I think this year for me has been full of those. I think hockey season brought that a lot, and I was able to grow a lot this year. So I think it's, again, my favorite year.
And you guys have all been playing lacrosse for a long time. What first influenced you to join?
Camden was actually the one who got me into lacrosse seventh grade. He sort of bugged me every single day in English until finally I gave in and I asked my dad. And then since then, I've been playing for about 6 years now.
Yeah, that's what happened. I was playing baseball when I was a kid, and I just found it so boring. I just couldn't stand there for like an hour in the outfield, just do nothing. So I told my parents about it, and they said, well, there's this new sport coming to town called lacrosse. If you want to join it, go ahead. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I joined it when I was in eighth grade, or no, when I was 8 years old, and I was on the 10U team. And I fell in love with it. It was super fun because it's just fast. And I don't have a very long attention span. I need fast stuff to happen.
For me, I started in third grade, and that's when I was in my time of trying every new sport I possibly could. And my dad suggested lacrosse after baseball. Like Camden, I got bored very easily with that sport. So my dad got me down a Champion. I got my first stick. Me and him played pass. And from there, I just stuck with it ever since. And I'm super glad I did.
I think going on what Cooper said with young players and getting bored, there is a youth program from, I think it's 10U, 8U, all the way up to 14U. So it's a really good way, 6U,
yes,
up to 14U. It's a good way for kids to join the program.
And then since you three have all been playing lacrosse for a good chunk of your life, is that something that you're kind of thinking about post-high school, or do you have any post-high school plans figured out yet?
Well, I'm going to play lacrosse in college at Lawrence University in Appleton, Wisconsin, Division III. It's really cool because it's their inaugural season, so I'm going to be on the first team ever at Lawrence, which is like an honor.
Yeah, it's awesome, yeah. Camden. Go out there and get a record, and then you have the first first one ever at Lawrence. That'd be crazy.
Yep. That's the plan. And then I think after college, I'm going to pursue, I'm going to major in psych, but I'm going to try and get my teaching degree so I can be a teacher.
Maybe do a little lacrosse coaching.
Yes, that's also in my future career plan.
Like Camden, I'm also going to college to play lacrosse at Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio. And I'm planning on lacrosse there, and then maybe coaching after that. I'm not sure. Wherever life takes me, I'll be there for it.
That's awesome, Cooper.
As of right now, this might be my last year playing lacrosse. I don't have any plans in my future to play in college. I'm going to focus on school and getting a degree, but I don't think it's going to stop being a part of my life. I think definitely, especially when I'm older, and just I think I'll probably find a way to still be like a part of a team somehow.
We have a youth program here in Northfield. It goes 6U to 14U. A lot of kids are in it. a lot of great coaches. I'm coaching myself, the 10U team. A lot of high school players coach, and it's really cool to like see like the connection between like the high school program and the youth program, because a lot of the kids in the youth program look up to the high schoolers. And a big part of our beliefs as a team is we want to make connections, and we want to form a community, I guess, here in Northfield. So that's a big part of it, is a youth program. So if your kid is bored of baseball, please join, because it'll be fun, I promise you.
Yeah, going off what Cam said, for youth, we have try lacrosse for free every once in a while. So if you're interested in playing, definitely look out for those. I think they're on the Northfield Lacrosse website, as well as Northfield Raider Lax Instagram page.
Yeah, like we said earlier, we have a strong schedule coming up in our season, April 11th against Egan, and then our first home game is going to be on the 13th against Farmington. And then after that, we've got some good games with Lakeville North and Shakopee, and Lakeville North just came off a state championship, but it should be good. Should be a lot of good.
Yeah, going off of what Zach said, it's going to be a really, really exciting year, because it's this great opportunity to take down those top teams and to prove ourselves that we are here and we are a good lacrosse team. Yeah, I'm really excited for it. It'll be a great year for us, for sure.
Have a little Cinderella story since we're in
yep.
March Madness week.
Yep.
Well, thank you three for coming in today. And I know we have another week before the season starts, but best of luck when that starts rolling.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. That's a wrap on this week's Meet the Raider with your host, Liz Campbell.
And Evan Lowe. Keep tuning in this week for more sports on KYMN 95.1.
Kids are constantly changing, both physically and emotionally. That means the challenges of parenting change too. At Northfield Hospital and Clinics, our pediatricians are experts in kids. Our pediatric team works with you to provide the best individualized care and guidance through all your child's stages of growth. And we take the time to listen to your questions and concerns too. When only the best for your kids will do, schedule an appointment with the pediatric team at Northfield Hospital and Clinics, partnering with you for a lifetime of care.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. We at Benjamin Bus are proud of the accomplishments of the Northfield Raiders and wish all of the Raider student athletes a safe and successful season.
Thinking about buying a new home? Then you should do the Homeowner Hustle. No, it's not a new dance. It's a free home financing Q&A event hosted by Merchants Bank Thursday, April 11th at our Northfield South location from 5 to 6 p.m. Enjoy light refreshments as our mortgage lender, Rob Nelson, shares helpful tips for your home journey. Just RSVP by contacting Rob at merchantsbank.com/R Nelson. Then on April 11th, join him during the Homeowner Hustle. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval.
Well, that's a wrap for the 23rd day of March, second day of spring here, and maybe give you one quick recap of the next 48 hours. How about that? Looks like a 10% chance of snow or something this afternoon as the clouds increase with a high of about 33. Tonight, snow is likely, especially between like 9 and 3 o'clock in the morning. So expect some cloudy skies, cooling off to around 25. East-southeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday is when all the fun begins. Snow possibly mixed with rain. Snow could be heavy at times. Gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Friday, that east-southeast, warming up to about 36 with 3 to 5 inches possible tomorrow during the day. And then at night, kind of shifts to rain, possibly mixed with a little bit of snow, becoming all rain after 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday night. So early Monday morning is turning all the rain. It's only going to cool off to like 31. Chance of precipitation is staying 100%, and some accumulations of 1 to 2 inches possible. So starting this evening after 9 o'clock, that's when you're going to start seeing a little bit of that snow. And then tomorrow it's going to gradually increase, and it'll be wet. It'll be sloppy. It'll be craziness. So we haven't shoveled a lot this year. So if you're going to plan on shoveling, don't work it out too hard. Watch out for the old ticker for some of the older people out there, because that is a time where many things can happen, and it can put a lot of stress on your heart, so you don't want to do that. Monday looks like the rain is going to continue, and it's going to be a high of 43 and rain throughout the day, and then about a half to three-quarters inch of precipitation possible. So about a half to three-quarters inch of rain expected for Monday. Monday night, it should then, the rain and snow is still likely. Some thunderstorms are possible Monday night, becoming the wind shifting to the west after midnight, and then the snow accumulation of less than a half an inch, but cooling off to around 29. And then Tuesday, still some snow possibly going on Tuesday, and much the same for Tuesday night. We might see some sunshine by Wednesday, but you just never know. Like I said, that schedule can easily change. So I want to thank our guest this morning, Josh Spitzak of the boys baseball team. Should be a pretty good team again this year, as they went 19-7 last year. And of course, the back-to-back state participant hockey team, boys hockey team, Mike Luckraft joined us to recap the season and what it looks like going into next year. And then on the Meet the Raider Lacrosse Seniors, Camden Waters, Cooper Rand, and Zach Hosterman join us to talk about their senior seasons. We have plenty of sunshine now anyhow, so enjoy it while you can until all the fun starts coming up later this afternoon and into the evening. So 21 currently in the Northfield area. So we're going to take it's next week is, I believe, Easter. So I wanted to tell everyone that we're probably going to take a break next week, because a lot of the coaches and players and stuff like that are on spring break. They go on trips, they go places, they just want to hang out, and then they just want to chill. So with that said, we'll probably take a break ourselves next week, and then we'll be back on April 6th. So enjoy your Easter holiday, however you celebrate that, and we'll see you on the April 6th. You're listening to the Raider Wrap on 95.1 The One and AM 1080. Welcome to spring, boys and girls. ¶¶